Corporate associations with Susan G. Komen have prompted pink yogurt lids, pink running shoes, and pink ribbons on Ghirardelli chocolate. There are also small local promotions intended to help the breast cancer charity. Bob Koss is a local agent for Allstate Insurance in Madison. He's been running newspaper ads offering a $10 donation to the Komen Fund when potential customers get a free insurance quote. Koss is uncertain whether to continue ads he booked before last week's decision by Komen to cut funding for Planned Parenthood.
Right now, I am torn. My first reaction was to pull the ad, but at the same time, I feel that Susan Komen does a lot of good things for a lot of people.
He's not the only one caught in the middle of a dispute that occurred at the national level. A breast cancer treatment fund in Dane County for women without insurance may not be able to expand if the controversy reduces donations. Michelle Heitzinger runs the South Central Komen affiliate. She says the Treatment Access Fund gets 100% of its money from Komen, and she's concerned.
With people being fearful of giving to us, being fearful of giving to the local level, that pot of money, which there isn't enough of right now, is going to go down.
Last week, the National Komen Board reversed its decision to have more restrictive funding criteria. They said the initial decision to defund Planned Parenthood was not done for political reasons. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.